There's little or no opposition to one bill facing Florida lawmakers. It would set standards to quickly notify the public about pollution. As Florida Matters' Stephanie Colombini reports, it's an issue familiar to the Tampa Bay area.
It's pouring rain in downtown Tampa. Standing just outside Port Tampa Bay, you can see towering cargo ships, rumbling trucks and equipment. Justin Bloom is executive director of Suncoast Waterkeeper, an environmental advocacy group. He says most commercial industries, like those operating at the port, are highly regulated to ensure environmental safety precautions are in place.
But extraordinary events happen, and sometimes these safety measures are ignored. You know, look at what happened with Mosaic, for example.
A reference to last August, when a massive sinkhole opened under a gypsum stack at a Mosaic phosphate fertilizer plant in Polk County. 215 million gallons of contaminated water dumped into the Floridian aquifer, and it was weeks before the public knew about it. Bloom says while that was and is a serious concern, a more significant threat is constant stormwater runoff. The day-to-day pollutants on our lawns, sidewalks, driveways, not to mention toilets, on a rainy day like this, often end up in our water, especially in the summer.
This type of rain would seriously stress many of the municipal sewage systems in this region to the point where they might not be able to process all of the stormwater which finds its way in.
That's exactly what happened last summer when Hurricane Hermine led several cities and counties to dump hundreds of millions of gallons of sewage. The city of St. Petersburg was the worst offender and kept mum for a few days before announcing the spills. Signs at places like Lassing Park Beach near Albert Whitted Airport warned residents to stay out of the water until bacteria levels came down. Those signs are long gone, but for park visitor Diana Kenny, the stigma remains.
I come down here from North Carolina to do a lot of sailing, to do kayaking, and now I feel like I can't get in the water. And I was born here, and it just hurts my soul to know that I can look at it, but I can't get in.
St. Pete resident Elaine Grace says she lets her dog go in the bay from time to time now that it's safe. But she's still concerned about future spills.
It really worries me that myself, my pets, our people that are down here with their children all the time on the weekends are going to be exposed to what could be serious illnesses. And so I think we do need to be aware of something like that occurring immediately.
In light of the sewage dumps and Mosaic sinkhole, Florida Governor Rick Scott ordered companies to notify the public of any potentially dangerous release, but a judge overturned the rule. That's where Senator Bill Galvano of Bradenton comes in. His bill would require companies to notify the Department of Environmental Protection within 24 hours of discovering a reportable release. What's a reportable release? That would be up to DEP to decide. It would also be on DEP to notify the public within a day of getting a report. John Palanchar, interim director of St. Petersburg's Water Resources Department, says the bill's a significant improvement.
What we did see directly after the emergency rule was people reporting everything. It was almost frivolous, some of the things that were getting reported.
Palanchar says the bill will prevent a boy who cried wolf situation, where residents become desensitized to pollution notices. He says the bill is also better for smaller players, like farmers and mom-and-pop businesses, who might not be able to blast out a press release while trying to fix a problem.
To be able to rely on the deeper resources of the state, I think it will actually provide a better reporting mechanism.
As for the city of St. Pete, Palanchar says they've learned their lesson since last year's spills. Regardless of any legislation, they'll be keeping city residents informed. Justin Bloom with Suncoast Waterkeeper applauds the bill, but he questions whether politics and lack of funds could get in the way of DEP enforcing the requirements.
We'll see how, if it's passed, how the department will craft rules, and I hope that there's a lot of opportunity for the public to weigh in on that.
Until then, it's up to Floridians to keep their eyes, ears, and nostrils open for any signs of pollution. For Florida Matters, I'm Stephanie Colombini.